Welcome to Inside Agriculture on this Wednesday morning. I'm Mick Kerr. One more day for Eric Johnson. He'll be back tomorrow. Big news yesterday was, yes, USDA report out at 11 a.m. Yes, we got a livestock production and world trade report from USDA. But because of the Monday holiday, we were delayed one day by the crop progress report. And as we find out in this report from Gary Crawford, soybean growers are almost halfway done with this season's harvest.
USDA is projecting a record soybean crop this season, and growers are well on their way to bringing that crop in. And as we start this week,
the soybean harvest has almost reached the halfway mark.
49% already harvested, and according to USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey,
43% of that harvest has come just in the last 3 weeks, as for the most part, we have had that wide open weather, especially in the Western Corn Belt.
And even with soybeans in several of those states not in the best shape, look at it nationally.
59% of the crop rated good to excellent, 14% very poor to poor.
Soybean condition ratings overall below last year by about 4 to 5%. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
And Rippey says corn harvest pace accelerating.
Just in the last 3 weeks, we have seen almost one-third or 31% of the U.S. corn acreage harvested. Now, during the last week, the week ending October 10th, we did see our greatest harvest progress in the drier and drought-affected upper Midwest, advancing from 20 to 36% complete in Minnesota. That compares to the five-year average of just 14%. And we saw a quick advance in South Dakota from 18 to 33%. That's almost twice the five-year pace of 17%.
The larger-than-expected crop and larger-than-expected stocks of corn and soybeans putting downward pressure on prices, according to USDA's chief economist, Seth Meyer.
We saw them reduce corn prices last month because corn prices had kind of stopped their really significant run. It had kind of tailed off, and the same for beans. And this month, bean prices were adjusted a little bit lower. And both of these, I think you can argue, are a result of having a bit more stocks than we might have previously anticipated. So we've got a little bit more of those crops than we might have previously anticipated. So making some adjustment on corn and soybean prices for this current marketing year, some downward adjustment.
A lot of numbers out from USDA yesterday, and we'll take the rest of Inside Agriculture here before 9 o'clock to digest those numbers, analyze them with a number of very smart people. In the meantime, we'll take a break for the opening markets and see how they react the day after. We'll be right back. This is Inside Agriculture.